Radio MD News, I'm Jim Miller. Well, diverticulosis, a medical problem characterized by pouches in the lining of the colon, much less risky than previously thought. Previous research concludes that up to one quarter of people with diverticulosis will develop a painful and sometimes serious infection. But the new 15-year study shows that the risk is actually only about 1% over 7 years. Most people develop diverticulosis as they age. More than half of people over 60 and two-thirds of those over 70 have the condition. This is Radio MD News. People with diabetes are at increased risk for eye problems, but a new study finds that poor diabetes patients who go to public hospital clinics have low rates of eye care. Poor continuity of care can delay the detection of eye disorders and increase the risk of complications. The team looked at nearly 900 diabetes patients who were seen in a county hospital clinic. Of those patients, whose average age was 52, nearly 62% were women. About three-quarters were black and about 61% were poor. Although measles has been virtually eliminated in the United States, outbreaks still occur here, and they're usually triggered by people infected abroad in countries where widespread vaccination doesn't exist. And while it's been 50 years since the introduction of the measles vaccine, the highly infectious and potentially fatal respiratory disease still poses a global threat. Every day, some 430 children around the world die of measles. Dramatic progress has been made in eliminating the disease, but much more needs to be done. A new study finds the H7N9 bird flu virus does not yet have the ability to easily infect people. The findings contradict some previous research suggesting that H7N9 poses an imminent threat causing a global pandemic. The virus killed several dozen people in China earlier this year. Analysis of virus samples from that outbreak suggests that H7N9 is still mainly adaptive for infecting birds, not people. H7N9 flu viruses infect birds, causing few or no symptoms. For Radio MD News, I'm Jim Miller. For Health Talk 24/7, log on to RadioMD.com.